So I'm going to be quiet now. We can actually start our meditation. Yeah, but honestly, I really care about just equity and fairness. I had a wonderful time being a monk. You want to make sure that's available for everybody, no matter who you are. But anyway, meditation. So I sit down, close my eyes. And even though I just love to go dive deep into meditation, I still prefer just going slowly, cautiously, making sure my own body is relaxed to the max. And most important word there is to the max. I don't do things half-hearted. Give it everything. So my whole attention is just being aware of my body, making sure everything feels okay. But now I go more precise. You find in meditation, like anything, if you just do it slapdash, not really focusing properly, you don't get all the best results. So I'm now aware of my feet. Just my feet and no other part of my body. I zoom in on my feet. I can kind of feel other parts of the body, but the center of my attention is my feet. And then I can actually feel any sensations. And as usual, my right big toe is squashed. I'll just adjust it. And after I adjust it, that feeling, which after a while will be irritating, is now removed. And it's not just I made the feet feel more comfortable, the feet feel more safe. It's like in each one of you to make sure you feel comfortable in the position, the seat, the cushion on which you are sitting. Once we make sure you're comfortable, it shows that we care for you. You're kind of protected in this hall. And just that much allows you to let go a little bit more and become more and more comfortable. Fear keeps so much tightness and tension in the body. You can't heal when everything is tight. So you must just start with the feet, loosen everything. Now just imagine the muscles in the feet, the tendons, the soles of the feet, the heels, everything relaxing as much as we possibly can. And I'm very good at crossing that boundary between imagination and reality. Imagination is just like a hint, an encouragement. And then the feet does feel really relaxed and open, at ease. We often compare it to soaking your feet in warm water if you've been walking a long time. Everything gets loose and open, and it feels very good. And I go up to my ankles. I've been busy today, so now I can ask my ankles, how are you? Sometimes sit on a chair, sometimes sit cross-legged, sometimes stand, sometimes walk. I haven't paid that much attention to my ankles, but now they have my full attention. And my kindness as well, my care. And I can feel them relaxing. And go up to the calves of my lower legs. And when I first look at a part of my body like my lower legs, I'm kind of surprised. It's how you can be so aware of those muscles and even skin, bones. And how once you're aware, it's like to a human being showing you care. And that just showing you care and respect them. That is the most important ingredient of relaxation. You're not forcing them to relax. Just having this beautiful kindfulness. And then you can feel relaxation happening. I know it works because I'm mindful of my lower legs now. You can feel that just gets so much more easy. And there's no blockages or tightness down there. I go up to my knees. People's knees can be irritating and get hurt. But now I'm feeling the knees. I don't know, I must have been sitting a bit strange because my left knee is a little bit achy. So what I do, I just focus on that. I imagine it sort of expanding. Imagine it sort of being supported by a very, very soft satin-covered cotton cushion. Even I feel it's luxurious for a monk. But my knees deserve it. You're kindful, you're not critical. And I go up to my thighs. And make sure that those are also relaxing. As if there's no tightness or squashing or stretching of any of the muscles there. Everything is loose and easy. And again, just sometimes imagine just warmth, kindness, just soaking into those muscles until everything becomes loose and easy. And then going up to my buttocks. I was not comfortable on my cushion when I began, but my goodness, I'm very comfortable now. You learn how to relax. Your awareness shows you whether things are getting more tense or more at ease. It's called feedback. And if it's getting more tight, tense, then do something different. Sometimes I even move my bottom at this point, but not today, it's comfortable now. And you learn how to relax. Your awareness is always checking up that you're going in the correct direction. And then from the buttocks, move up to my waist. And you can, however you can relax your waist. But honestly, every time I just like to stretch my back upwards and basically move the back of my waist inwards. And it feels so much more comfortable. And powerful too. I'm energizing my back. And I just check the back going up the vertebrae. Making sure that the whole back feels a sort of comfort which I can maintain for half an hour or however long I can meditate for. Even just checking it out, asking your back, how are you? Sometimes that's all you need. The back notices that it's not being ignored. And I go to the bottom of my torso. and start to scan upwards. And as I scan upwards from my own body, I don't really need to know exactly what I'm watching, whether it's an organ or just a colon or whatever. I just feel whether it's at ease. Especially if there's any problem there. I'm not afraid of problems or pain. I just want to make sure that it can be relaxed. And sometimes some of the biggest pains, you can relax them little by little until the whole pain can vanish. The tightness disappears. It's amazing what you're able to do with your own body with a bit of confidence and persistence. So I go up right to my stomach. Feels okay. And up to my lungs. You're not moving much, so you don't need so much air. So it's a great time to just feel the silence and the gentle intake and outtake of air. Just checking to make sure your lungs are fine. I trust my lungs. They know how to breathe. I don't tell them what to do. Up to my heart region. And it's helpful to also associate that region with the loving kindness, this energy to keep yourself and all other beings healthy and well. And go up past my heart region to my shoulders, top of my torso. My shoulders do feel tight, so I now practice a little method to loosen that tightness. The one I'm going to explain today is just the imagining, almost like visualizing. Kids are really good at doing this. You used to do this when you were at primary school. Imagine that you're holding two heavy bags. One in the left hand, one in the right hand. Imagine. The one in the left hand represents your past. All those things you carry around, you can't let go of. You're holding on to them for too long. It makes your shoulder ache, and your arms ache, and your hand hurt. The one in the right hand represents your future. All the worries and concerns about what might happen. But even the dreams and hopes too. You don't need to keep holding it and carrying it. Your right arm also starts to ache. So now you imagine lowering that left bag to the ground. When it meets the floor, the weight vanishes. You lower the right bag, representing your future, to the floor. And when that bag meets the ground, the weight vanishes. And that allows you to safely, safety is important, to safely let go of both handles. And that serves a dual purpose of learning to do a little bit of letting go of past and future. At the same time, to relax your real shoulder muscles. Relax your arms and hands too. and feel what your arms are like now. Be mindful of them so you can be aware, are they really relaxed to the max? Can you release any more tension? No more stretching, squashing. So your arms feel just so at ease. It's only then can they truly rest. You're just doing that to a part of your body, your arms. But now you extend it little by little to all of your body and later to your mind as well. You deserve to have some peace. Now you should start to be feeling it. So now I go back up to my shoulders and my neck. Because of the nature of my monk's robes on one shoulder, they can be a bit tight sometimes, and today that's the case. I'm now going to actually move just my robes. Any time during your meditation, if you find your belt is tight or something else is tight, please move it. Adjust it. It's worth it. And also make sure my head is well balanced on top of the neck. And then also my head itself. Sometimes say, how can you relax your head? I just focus on the muscles on the front of the face, around the eyes, the nose and the mouth. I can feel them. Can you feel those muscles around your mouth, your eyes and your nose? Now learn how to relax them. A lot of times, trial and error. Until you soon get very good at being able to relax any muscle which you can be aware of. And I really enjoy this last part of bodily relaxation. Because a lot of emotional problems create tension in the facial muscles. And when I release all that tension by just allowing it all to relax, not pulling any strands of muscles tight, not squashing them, letting everything be loose. No one is watching you, so it's not about appearance, it's about physical comfort, ease and well-being. And lastly, with the body, I try to join everything together, the head and the shoulders and the torso and the butt and the legs, to feel the body joined. If I see anything in that body I can relax even more, I do so. And I wait, usually just a few seconds, until I can feel, experience what I call the joy of relaxation. It's really cool to be relaxed. And it's a physical pleasure which I associate it with it now. As soon as I notice how joyful it is, that's when the relaxation goes deeper, gets stronger. Because it's joyful, I don't need to do anything. I just let the body get more relaxed and healthy. And when it's time to go deeper, I turn to the mind. Now I'm going to relax the mind. To relax it, I usually ask, how peaceful are your mind right now? I've got to give a talk soon, a few minutes. And I realize if I'm worried about the past or the future, the peace gets less and less and less. I remember those two bags simile again. The past in your left hand, the future in your right hand, and that tires you. Let go of all past and all future. I don't care if I've got to give a talk. I don't worry about what happened earlier. I let both past and future go to the ground for a while. Convince myself I learned far more from the present than I will ever learn from the past. And now is where the future is made. If I want to give a good talk, I forget about it. Just go into this moment with beautiful kindness to relax this moment. Just like I relaxed all the other parts of my body. Now I'm relaxing my mind. The amount of peace gets stronger and more delightful. It's weird to say this, but it's true. Peace is very delightful. I'm just observing, experiencing peace now. It gets more enjoyable. And soon I go deeper into silence, where the mind stops thinking, stops giving things names, stops making connections with things, just experiences this moment, peaceful, delightful. I'm going to pause for a couple of minutes. How do you feel now? Don't give things names, use your emotional intelligence. How do you feel? Even you can feel peaceful and joyful. It doesn't matter what you've done, where you come from, who you are. Peace is inside every body. Just let the outside go. And you realize just how incredibly beautiful you are inside. How peace is there. You can just look at it. Feel it and cherish it. It's not what you do, it's what happens when the doing disappears. As we start to get ready to come out of the meditation, I start to feel my body. A few moments ago, it disappeared. My body feels so cool, so healthy. If there was any aches or pains before, there certainly aren't any now. It's the peace and the stillness. Energize and heal. And purify the body. In a moment or two I will ring the gong. Please, if you can, wait until the gong finishes sounding in order to stop just coming out of the meditation too quickly. Great.